Della Inns owns and operates Scotch Hill Farm near Broadhead in southern Wisconsin. In addition to organic vegetables, Inns Small Farm has several projects that help bring in extra income.
And we raise a variety of heritage chickens for eggs that go in our CSA. Eggs that also could be used for baking.
Inns is one of three farmers suing the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection over the state's ban on selling baked goods made in home kitchens. They say the ban is unconstitutional because the state already allows sales of things like homemade canned goods and maple syrup. The lawsuit also points out the state classifies items like bread, cookies, or muffins as not potentially hazardous, which they say negates the idea that home operations are a food safety hazard. Chris Marion, another farmer on the lawsuit, says prohibiting the sale of baked goods means rural communities are missing out on needed economic growth.
A farmer's market in little towns like mine inspires, kind of incubates little businesses. So people are baking at home. They bring their goods at home. They get to test their recipes without making a big investment in a kitchen.
And with more people buying local and the rising popularity of farm-to-table businesses, Marion says people are already okay with any risk that comes from buying items not made in a commercial kitchen.
And I think people actually assume that when they go to a market and buy something at a little stand from their neighbor, that their neighbor has made that in their kitchen.
But food industry advocates say the state can't ensure food safety in home kitchens. And Dave Schmidt, CEO of the Wisconsin Bakers Association, says that could negatively impact all bakeries.
If a food crisis breaks out, it gives a black eye to the entire industry.
Schmidt says allowing people to bake out of their homes also impacts companies trying to open a more traditional bakery.
All the small business bakery operations that are out there across the state that are paying licensing and regulation fees and are required to do the things that they have to get started in business, it really puts them in an unfair advantage.
In the last few years, many states have passed laws creating more freedom for cottage food operations. Take Illinois, for example. The state passed the Illinois Cottage Food Operation Law back in 2012, and last year increased the amount of money home-based operations can make and created a task force to approve more items for the cottage food industry. Dale Hazelwood is vice president of the Illinois Farmers Market Association. He says cottage food vendors have brought back the popularity of local businesses.
Farmers markets are going back to what we used to, where we have all these little mom-and-pop businesses, lots of specialty items that you can't get anywhere else.
Illinois doesn't keep track of how many cottage food businesses are operating in the state, but Hazelwood said he's definitely seen an increase in vendors at his local market, and several cottage food operations have even grown into brick-and-mortar businesses. 25 miles from the Wisconsin-Illinois border, Chris Marion checks on her sheep despite the rainy weather. In addition to selling vegetables and wool, Marion operates a bed and breakfast on her farm and teaches knitting classes. She says small family farms have always had to be creative about where their money comes from.
You need to have something in every season and something for all different parts of your property and operations.
The farmer's lawsuit is still in the early stages, and a court date hasn't been set yet. But Marion says she hopes the process will start a conversation among legislators and other stakeholders about how traditional bakeries and cottage food operations can coexist. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.